Hi there, Teresa Ragor here of thebeautybusinessplan.com. Today's topic is, what does it take to be successful? There are many different definitions of what it is to be successful, and it's going to vary depending on who you talk to. For some people, success is raising a family and making sure that everyone's happy and healthy. For other people, success means starting a brand new business and earning enough money to retire on. For someone else, perhaps it's just saving enough money to go on a vacation once a year. Who knows? Everyone has a different idea of what success is to them. And that's totally fine. What you need to decide is, what will it mean to you to be successful? What do you want to happen in your life that you can then finally declare after it happens, I'm a success? The process of finding out if you are successful is only one that can be defined by you, not by what other people think of you. So I want to repeat that. Success is defined only in your own terms, not what other people think of you. You cannot allow someone else's opinion of you to cloud your judgment on whether or not you have become successful. Now with yourself, I want you to start thinking about, what is it that means success to you? Write it down. I want you to then look at that idea of what success means to you and start to break it down into smaller ideas. What is it going to take for you to achieve your idea of success? You have to nail down this idea with such clarity and detail that if you were describing it to a police sketch artist, that they could make a beautiful portrait of what is your idea of success. When you have your idea of success nailed down with every single little detail of what you want to achieve in your life or your business, you will then be able to start working on it. And the work will be hard, but at the same time, it will be easier. Easier because you will have that plan of, well, what do I need to do next? Well, if I want to have XYZ happen, I have to do this step first and that step next, and then eventually I'll hit that step. And the only way you could know what steps you need to do are if you have a clear idea of what your success is to you. And the important thing also to remember is you don't have to know all the steps right away. Now, I want you to be able to have that idea of what success is, where you can have that picture, but you don't have to know how you're going to create it right away. And this can be confusing for some people to try and wrap their head around. So, for example, if you're going to go on a road trip and you know that you're going to go to, let's say, Florida, and you're in California right now, I'm going to guess that you don't know every single road and exit that you need to take in order to get to Florida from California, do you? No, you don't. But here's the thing. You know you're going to get there because once you get on the road, you are going to find directions. You're going to see road signs. You can stop and ask for help. And eventually, you're going to get there. And even if you drive at night, you've got headlights, you're going to see where you're going. And it's the same thing when you're trying to achieve your level of success, your goals in life. You might not always know how you're going to go and get them created and see them into reality, but you know that on your way, there are places to get help. There are mentors that you can ask for directions. There's books that you can read. There's websites that you can get help on. There's videos that you can look at. There's schools that you can go to. So don't be afraid that you don't understand and you don't know how to get to where you want to be in life. Just believe that it is possible that you can get there. Believe in the process of finding self-education. Believe in the process of finding a mentor. But the important thing is that you believe that it is possible, that you can do it. If you don't believe in yourself, no one else is going to make your dream come into reality for you. It's only you. Other people can believe in you, but their belief in you only goes so far. You have to believe in yourself. And if you think about this right here, this fact that I'm about to tell you, success is hard. It will take a long time. Months, years, who knows? It can take a very long time. But here's the fact. Months and years from this very day, you are going to be months and years from this very day, whether or not you like it. Silly, right? But it's true. So whether or not you start planning and doing steps every day to get you closer to your goal, you're going to get older. You're going to have time pass you by. The only thing that you can change is that as time passes you by, you will be one day closer towards achieving your goal. So make the decision. Do you want time to pass you by and in months and years from today, you're nowhere closer to being happier and more successful? Or are you going to say, I'm going to treasure the process of every day working towards my goal, knowing that one day I will achieve it, that it is possible for me to achieve it as long as I believe in myself and that I believe I can get there. I will not stop. I will do something every single day, no matter how small the step is. I will do one thing every day that gets me closer towards achieving my goal. You are not guaranteed to be on this earth tomorrow. Nobody knows when their time to go is going to come up. So, I say to you, you have to believe in yourself and you have to believe that you have the power in yourself to try and achieve your dream. Don't waste another time thinking about, well, people are going to think I'm silly. Someone might say I'm stupid. People are going to say I can't do it. Or don't waste more time saying to yourself, you tried this already. It didn't work. You've been trying for so long, you might as well give up. You tell all those people and you tell those inner voices of yourself to stop. You're wiping the slate clean and you are going forward with a brand new mindset of it is possible. You are going forward with the mindset that you can do this and you will. And if you can't find the mindset, you are going to tell yourself that it is possible for you to find the will to have the right mindset. By listening to motivational tapes like this, by watching motivational speeches, you are going to retrain any negative thought that is in your mind right now. You're going to tell it to get the hell out, and you are going to put in some positive thinking. It is time that you take care of yourself and you create the life that you have waiting for you. And that's right. That life that you're dreaming of is waiting for you. And if you don't go out there and get it and earn it, it's going to die without you. You're going to die one day without it. And on your very last breath, you're going to wonder, what if I had only tried? I don't want you to be that one person who wonders, what if I had only tried? I want you to be the one who says, I did it. I tried. And I got it. I'm getting all choked up here because I really believe in you. I believe that you have the ability in yourself to think positively, that you have the ability in yourself to locate your dream. I have this belief that you can create a life that makes you happy and fulfilled and financially stable, but it's only going to come if you believe in yourself. So with that, I really implore you to listen to this speech daily if you need to. and really think about what it is that you want to achieve and why it's so important to achieve it. If you have any questions or comments on this speech today, or suggestions for a future speech that you would like me to talk about, please email me. My email address is teresa.ragor@gmail.com. Spelled out, that is Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, dot Ragor, R-E-A-G-O-R, @gmail.com. Until next time, I want you to believe in yourself that it is possible. Bye now.